Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. With just days to go before a potential government default, a new spending agreement has been reached that lifts the nation's debt ceiling. The deal between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was announced last night. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports the House is expected to vote on the bill on Wednesday.
Speaker McCarthy said he spoke with President Biden twice in the final day of tense negotiations to reach an agreement in principle.
We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
McCarthy was briefing his conference on the deal's plan Saturday evening and hopes to release text of the legislation on Sunday, aiming for a vote 3 days later. McCarthy said the deal has reductions in spending and reforms to lift people out of poverty into the workforce. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
Hope is mounting that the Federal Reserve may soon finish its anti-inflationary interest rate hikes, but Steve Bechner says the latest economic data call into question whether the central bank will be able to do so.
The Fed has raised interest rates 5 percentage points since last March in an effort to slow demand for goods and services to curb inflation. But Chairman Jerome Powell and his fellow monetary policymakers have had mixed success. New orders for durable goods surged in the last 2 months, and the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the core price index for personal consumption expenditures, rose a worse than expected 4.7% annually, far above its 2% target. Fed officials are divided on whether to raise rates again at their mid-June meeting. For NPR News, I'm Steve Bechner.
Ongoing scrutiny of an Indiana doctor who performs abortions by Republican state officials is inadvertently highlighting the state's shortage of health care providers for low-income women. An Indiana medical board voted Thursday to sanction Dr. Caitlin Bernard over allegations that she violated privacy rules last year by telling a reporter about caring for a young rape victim from Ohio. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports.
A majority of Indiana Medical Licensing Board members found that Dr. Bernard had violated patient privacy laws. That's despite a separate review from Bernard's employer, Indiana University Health, which concluded she had complied with all privacy rules. Dr. Bharat Barai voted against the majority. He also argued against putting Bernard on probation, noting she's one of few OBGYNs in Indiana who take Medicaid.
No question is, are you going to hurt the citizens of Indiana or are you going to help the citizens of Indiana by trying to get somebody on probation and taking her out as a provider? It's the poor and disadvantaged people who go there for it.
The board ultimately decided to issue a reprimand and a $3,000 fine. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
And this is NPR News. Impeachment proceedings against Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton are now moving to the state Senate. The Texas Senate is to hold a trial after the Republican-controlled House voted 121-23 this weekend to impeach Paxton, immediately suspending him from office. It's unclear when a trial will be held, though. Texas lawmakers end their legislative session tomorrow. A summer-long weekend curfew for teens is taking effect this weekend in Baltimore. NPR's Kristen Wright reports the restrictions are in response to a recent spike in gun violence in the city involving teenagers.
Baltimore's mayor is directing the police department to enforce the longstanding curfew. The ordinance wasn't strictly enforced in years past. City leaders say it's to keep young people safe and limit unnecessary interactions with law enforcement. Body camera video shows an officer shooting a 17-year-old during a foot chase this month. Police say he was holding a gun. Last month, two teenagers were shot at Baltimore's Inner Harbor. City NAACP leaders are concerned the curfew is only a temporary solution to deeper problems facing the community. The curfew is in effect for kids under 17 on weekends and holidays this summer. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
The iconic Indianapolis 500 is being run today for the 107th time. More than 30 drivers are in the field, and some 300,000 spectators are expected to be on hand at the famous motor speedway known as the Brickyard. Driver Alex Palou will be in the pole position. He qualified with a record speed just over 234 miles per hour.